Translational purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I had a beautiful face and a pleasing, attractive bodily structure. Decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp, I was most pleasing to the women of my city. Thus I was bewildered, always feeling lusty desires. Purport. From the description of the beauty of Narad Muni, when he was one of the denizens of Gandharva Loka, it appears that everyone on that planet is extremely beautiful and pleasing and always decorated with flowers and sandalwood. Upavarhana was Narada Muni's name previously. Upavarhana was specifically expert in decorating himself to attract the attention of women, and thus he became a playboy, as described in the next verse. To be a playboy in this life is unfortunate, because too much attraction to women will lead one to fall into the association of Sudras, who can easily take advantage of mingling with women without restriction. In this present age of Kali, when people are manda sumanda matayo, very bad because of a Sudra mentality, such free mingling is prominent. Among the higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, there is no chance for men to mingle with women freely. But in the Sudra community, such mingling is open. Because there is no cultural education in this age of Kali, everyone is spiritually untrained and everyone is therefore to be considered Sudra. Asuddha Sudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Sambhava. When all the people become Sudras, certainly they are very bad. Manda sumanda matayo. Thus they manufacture their own way of life, with the result that they gradually become unfortunate, manda bhagya, and furthermore they are always disturbed by various circumstances. Mukam karati vachalam pangur langhaite giring yat pipata mahamande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya sharam namo vishnu. So this is the instruction for the civilized human beings. And Prabhupada, in the purport, is telling that it is very difficult to accept this instruction for the people in this age of Kali. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada has said that I have established this Krishna consciousness movement to create some high-class men, the Brahmanas. Prabhupada used to say, in Kali Yuga, there is no Brahmana, headless society. So Brahmana are the heads of the society. So as there is no head in the society in the modern age, people are very uncivilized and misdirected. Because the heads give the direction. See, if there is no director of the society, obviously society will be misdirected. So there is a great need to have Brahmanas in our society. And Narada Muni described in detail different classes of Brahmanas. So here, the theme of the verse is that the attraction between men and women is the theme of this verse, and how there is restriction in a civilized human being to mingle with each other. That is the characteristics of high-class society. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport, among the higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, there is no chance for men to mingle with women freely. But in the Sudra community, such mingling is open. We see that very clearly. Prabhupada's purport is very much clearly exhibited in the modern society. And modern society means free mixing. Unless you mix freely, you cannot be modern, you are backdated. In order to be modern, you have to freely mix. But that is the symptom of Sudra community. They mix very freely. Right? So although due to the present scenario we think these instructions are not so practical to follow, but these are the instructions to be followed for the human beings at any point of time. This is a basic principle. We are in this material world because of the attraction between men and women. That is the substance of the material world. So in order to be free from this material world, that's our goal. We want to go to the spiritual world. That's why you have joined this movement. And that is the goal of our spiritual life. So, to fulfill our goal of life, we have to cultivate that culture. Because culture is the foundation to advance in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we take only the philosophy, but we don't accept the culture. We say, I am not this body. That is the basic principle. And on this principle, anyway, you are not this body. Why is the problem mixing with each other? But that's not the concept. In order to realize that I am not this body, we need to have a culture. And that culture is that no free mixing. That is the culture. Because Prabhupada used to say, it's like an attraction between butter and fire. As soon as they will be close, there will be reactions. Nobody can avoid that. So what to talk about free mixing? Srimad Bhagavatam goes to extreme to our understanding. It is stated that in order to be free or to be safeguarded from the sex desire, a young father should not sit with his young daughter in a same seat. Young father with the young daughter, a young brother with young sister, and there is another relationship, father and daughter, brother and sister, and what was the third one? Mother and son. They should not come close or to talk about other men and women. So that is the guideline of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that is the essence. Because lusty desires are inbuilt in our whole system. Bhagavad Gita explains that lust resides at our senses, at our mind, and at our intelligence. So Prabhupada said, in order to counterattack the enemy, lust is an enemy within. And in order to counterattack the enemy, we have to know where it stays and what is the impact of lusty desire. There are many impacts, but three impacts are very, very prominent as a sadhaka. Lust makes us blind. Number two, lust takes away good association. And lust keeps us bound in this material world. These are the three great impacts of lust in our life. So generally, first principle is that lust makes us blind. Generally, four kinds of blind people mentioned in Niti Shastra is called Janmanda, those who are blind, born blind. Then Kamanda, those who are blinded by lust. Then Lovanda, those who are blinded by greed, and those who are blinded by pride or false ego. So these are four kinds of blind people. So one of them is who is blinded by lust. Intelligence doesn't work. Because the purpose of intelligence is to discriminate what is bad and what is good. But when we are so much influenced by lusty desire, it is very, very difficult to determine what is good, what is bad. So there was a man, his name was Silana Mishra from South India, and he was attracted to a prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. And Silana Mishra used to go every day to her place. So one day Silana Mishra's father or some relative died. Then all the other members of the family told Silana, today you please don't go to Chintamani's place. And that day was heavy rain in the evening. But Shilana said, I have to go. I cannot stay without meeting Chintamani. So that evening, heavy rain, and Chintamani used to stay other side of the river. And Shilana was staying in the other side of the river. So you have to cross the river to go. And then when there is heavy rain, river is very risky and no boat was there to cross. So how to cross the river? And Shilana saw that there is a log of wood floating in the water. She jumped into the water, caught hold of that log of wood and crossed the river. Then now we came at the house of Chintamani, but all the doors are closed. How to go up? Chintamani stays upstairs. So he saw a rope coming from the branch of a tree. So he took hold of that rope and went up and entered into the room of Chintamani. And Chintamani saw Shilana. Shilana, you are here today. So heavy rain, how you crossed the river? How you came here? And I heard today your father expired. Said, no, without you I cannot stay. So I came. So how you climbed up? He said, by rope. So rope. So then she went and checked. That was not a rope. That was a snake. And took hold of the snake and went up. He said, how you crossed the river? Said, I crossed the river. There was a log of wood. So she checked. That was not a log of wood. That was a dead body. So that is the power of lust. That makes you blind. You cannot see anything. Only the object of the sex life. So then Chintamani said to Shilana Mishra, so what an attraction you have for me. If this fraction of that attraction you have for Lord Krishna, then your life will become successful. Then, by the mercy of Krishna, Shilana Mishra took that instruction of Chintamani very seriously and immediately left that place and went to Vrindavan. And he became a very famous devotee of the Lord, Billo Mangal Thakur. So that is the power of lust. That makes us blind. Second is, lust takes away good association. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, and the devotees arranged a servant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Kala Krishna Das. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, and there was a group, it's called Bhattahari group. So their group is that enjoyment, through enjoyment you achieve perfection. Sex life is the goal of life. So then some or other Bhattahari group attracted this Kala Krishna Das. And Kala Krishna Das left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and joined that group. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he took hold of the Sikha of Kala Krishna Das and rescued him. And when he came back to Jagannath Puri, he handed over Kala Krishna Das to Nityananda Prabhu, rejected him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the embodiment of love. And Kala Krishna Das was in his association. Still, lust took away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the power. So you should not think, oh, I am in a good association, no problem, everything is okay. Prabhupada said that some of my disciples are falling down because they are not so scared of Maya. They take Maya very cheaply. But Krishna has stated, Daivihesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. Krishna is telling it's very difficult to overcome, but we take it very easily. By rendering devotional service for a few years, we think everything is okay. So that is not the proper understanding. We have to be very, very careful at every step. Srila Prabhupada said, spiritual life is like a razor's edge. Any point of time, little neglectful, will be caught up. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. And third effect of lust is that as long as lusty desires are there, we will be caught up in this material existence. Sex life and spiritual perfection does not go together. Love and lust are two opposite sides. So in order to achieve the spiritual world, we have to develop love for God. But if we have the lusty desires within, it is very, very difficult to experience the spiritual life and also to advance in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we have to take care of this problem, and there are different guidelines given. So therefore we have to understand what is lust and what is the effect of lust. And we have to understand it's not possible to cross over this problem by our own endeavor. Once Subhakshami Maharaj, one of Prabhupada's disciples, asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, when our sex desire will go away?" Prabhupada very seriously said, "It will never go away." So he was not happy with the answer. Then after a few days, again in the morning walk, Subhakshami Maharaj asked the same question. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him seriously and said, "Govinda Icha, when Lord will desire, that day you can be free from lusty desires." So the message is given by Srila Prabhupada that by our own endeavor we cannot be free from this lusty desire. Once Srila Prabhupada said, "Maya cannot touch me." And he also said, if I am also in the midst of a naked woman, I will not be affected. So one day, most probably in Australia, during Darshanadi time, deity greetings, Prabhupada was intensely praying to the Lord. After the prayer was over by Srila Prabhupada, some devotees approached Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, what did you pray to the Lord?" Prabhupada said, "I prayed to the Lord that I don't become victimized by Maya." So the devotee, he was there when Prabhupada said that Maya cannot touch me. He thought, Prabhupada told that Maya cannot touch me, but he is now praying to the Lord that I should not become victimized by Maya. So it's a little contradictory. Then he approached Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, you told like that? So it sounds a little contradictory to me." So Prabhupada said, "It's not contradictory. Maya cannot touch me. You know why? Because I intensely pray all the time to the Lord. And because of my intense prayer to the Lord, that's why Maya cannot touch me." So he sends the same message again, that we cannot be free from these lusty desires by our own endeavor. We have to take shelter of the higher authorities. Spiritual shelter is needed. Only understanding is not enough. Ajamil, he knew everything. He was a learned scholar in Vedic scriptures. But as soon as he saw his sin, that a Sudra is associating with a prostitute, he could not control himself. All knowledge, all understanding, one moment, gone. Why? He had the understanding, but he did not have the shelter. But if you see Haridas Thakur, prostitute was approaching at mid of the night, still Haridas Thakur was not affected. Why? Because he took shelter of the holy name. He took shelter of Krishna. So therefore, Maya could not touch him. So therefore, we have to take shelter. In this age, there are three important shelters. Shelter of the devotees of the Lord, shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and shelter of the holy name. If we have these three shelters, then we have safe situation in our life. And by the mercy of these three factors, we can be free from lusty desire one day. So these shelters are very, very important in our life. Srimad Bhagavatam, holy name, and the devotees of the Lord. We have to take shelter of all these people. And by their shelter, we can overcome the lusty desires. So we have the shelter, we have the understanding. It doesn't mean that lusty desires will not affect us. Even after taking shelter, even after understanding also, we will have the effect of the lusty desires. So what to do? We have to tolerate. We have to tolerate. Till we get the love of God, we have to tolerate this influence of lust. So, Jamunacharya, a great devotee of the Lord, he is explaining, Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki, Sitaram Lakshmanan Man Ki, Sri Gaur Nitai Ki. He said, after I started experiencing the Krishna's pastimes in my life, as soon as the sex desire comes to my mind, thought of sex comes to my mind, my face curls in disgust and I spit on that thought. That is the reaction of Jamunacharya. So, there is two lessons here. Although he is at that level, high level of Krishna consciousness, still he is telling when the sex desire comes to his mind. Means it comes. But what is the reaction? His face curls in disgust. And he spits on that thought. Prabhupada is giving a lecture on this verse in the Bhagavatam class itself. He spat. So that is the situation of a devotee in high consciousness. So we have this material body, so that desire may come, but what is the reaction or response to that call? That determines the sincerity of a sadhaka, practicing devotee. So thinking, feeling, willing and action, there are four stages through which an action takes place. A sincere devotee, he always says no as soon as thinking comes about sex life. That is the reaction. But those who are not so advanced, they start thinking. Then thinking, then feeling, then start willing, then we may land up in different kinds of sexual activities. So therefore, our intelligence has to be very strong, because intelligence can say no to the mind. But if mind is very powerful and intelligence is very weak, mind always will win over the intelligence and will become victimized by the lusty desires. And it happens. But as a sadhaka, we may not win all the time. But if we are sincere and trying our level best to say no most of the time, one day by the mercy of Krishna and the devotees, one day we can say no all the times. But we have to be sincere. We should not take it granted, though it will happen anyway. But if we sincerely try, by taking shelter of the holy name, by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by taking shelter of the devotees, one day, by the mercy of the Lord, we can be free from these influences. So therefore it is very, very important in our life to take shelter and tolerate these urges. Prabhupada said, it's like itching sensation. If you give importance to this, then blood will come out. So therefore, we should not give attention to these sensations, try to tolerate that, and when we tolerate it, one day we can be free from these desires. We should not think, by enjoying sex life, we can be free from sex desires. It's the wrong concept. More you enjoy, more desire will come. That is the problem. That is the problem of desires. Prabhupada said, if you put butter in the fire, fire will need more butter. And that is the problem. So sense gratification is not the solution to be free from sex desire. Process is spiritual life, spiritual practice, purification of the heart, taking shelter of the holy name. When we get the higher taste, param dishta nivartate. When we get the higher taste of spiritual life, then we can be free from the lower taste of sex life. And Narad Muni is explaining that as a sadhaka, as a high-class human being, we should be very careful about mingling. Free-mixing is very, very dangerous in spiritual life, because that makes our mind very weak. Free-mixing makes the mind very weak. And when mind is very weak, it's very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. In order to make the mind very strong, one thing is that we have to be free from mixing, and also at the same time, intelligence has to be sharpened. And how our intelligence will become strong? When we always engage in the service of the Lord. Teshang satato yuktanang bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi jogam tam janamam upajantite. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, when someone is completely engaged in the service of the Lord, then Lord gives that intelligence. And that higher intelligence can take care of the weakness of the mind. So therefore, intelligence should be nurtured by hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord. If that is not there, intelligence will not be fed properly, then he will become weak. and mind is fed very nicely, then mind will become very, very strong. And when mind will become very strong, obviously intelligence will have no power to discriminate. Then we will be driven by the desires and will go down into the lower consciousness and will be defeated by Maya. And we cannot achieve the success of our spiritual life. So therefore, we can solve the problem of lust by developing love of God. But till that happens, we should have the understanding of the lust and how we cannot overcome the lust by our own endeavor. We have to take shelter. We have to take shelter of the holy name, devotees of the Lord and Srimad Bhagavatam. And till we get the love of God, we have to tolerate the sensation of lusty desires by taking shelter and by proper understanding. And when we practice our life in that way, one day, by the mercy of the Lord, we will achieve love of God and solve this problem of lust permanently, and we can go to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. So if you have any question or comment,